Hello, everyone. Yay!
Nice to meet you. Nice to see you. And in Bendigo for today. And
to do a bit of promo for the upcoming show, Absolutely Fabulous, which kicks off regional Victoria from the 4th of August. So, yeah, I got out of my bed, my snuggy bed at about 6 o'clock this morning and drove up to your beautiful city here in Bendigo.
Oh, it's wonderful to have you here. And 6 o'clock, that must be a real early start for you.
Well, it is, you know, it's okay when you're radio, but I've already done television and I've done, you know, your local paper and press. And so you got to put on a bit of a makeup and a bit of, I had my Lycra on and my platform boots. So it did take a bit of effort.
Oh, it's good to see you've dressed up for the occasion here today. And the joys of radio. They always say that I have a face for radio, but you have a face for the stage.
Oh, bless. Oh, look, you don't really need to scrub up that much for the radio, but that's okay. I'm loving being here and it's nice and warm in here.
So tell us about Absolutely Fabulous. How did it come about? Tell us.
Well, I was in the original Mamma Mia, which was the big smash hit, you know, that they turned it into the movie later on with Meryl Streep and stuff. I was in the original back in 2001 here in Australia with my partner in crime, Lara Mulcahy. We were cast as besties in that musical show, and we did that for 3 years around Australia. Then, you know, we go off and do our own things, all sorts of things around, you know, everything from Lara was doing Les Miserables and I was doing lots of other shows, but we remained best friends through it all. And then this year, the end of last year, I thought, oh my goodness, what do I want? I want to have fun. I want to enjoy. I have the best time with Lara, where, you know, just the chemistry on stage and off is kind of pretty fabulous. So I said, let's do a show. And so we wrote this show, Absolutely Fabulous, which is, as the name suggests, there's a fair hint of Patsy and Eddie from Ab Fab. Mm-hmm. But it's also our story about two girls growing up in the 70s, obsessed ABBA fans. Mm. Never got to that concert 40 years ago because it's 40 years since ABBA came down under with their big concert. And so we kind of reenact all that kind of 70s magic and put it on stage. And we're here at the Capitol Theatre to do that.
The voice you're hearing is the one and only Rhonda Birchmore. So you say you are massive ABBA fans from the 70s. Is that from the days of the Eurovision Song Contest or?
Well, yeah, of course. You know, the smash hit, of course, was Waterloo that got the whole group up and running. I love Waterloo. I mean, there is something just, you know, magical about, or something about the combination of music that 40 years later, you still can't go to a party or a ball or something, and one of the last tracks that they play is Waterloo or Dancing Queen or something. Just, you know, and seeing, I think my good old mate Molly Meldrum, you know, was very, very much the reason why he broke ABBA pretty much to the world here. And so even Molly today says, you know, he doesn't go a day without playing some ABBA tune. So, that's the reason for me doing this.
They're one of the most iconic bands, really, aren't they, ABBA? It's just you could put a song on at a party on a Saturday night or somewhere along the line and everyone will sing to that particular song, whether it's Waterloo, whether it's Money, 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 whether it's
Mamma Mia, Dancing Queen. I know there's too many. Thank You for the Music, all of it. Give Me a Man After Midnight. We do them all.
Do you also put on the flares and the costume?
Oh, my gosh, yeah. I've got my bedazzled kind of those pussycat tops that they had, the girls. We also have very, very flamboyant Lycra cat suits with the platform boots, with the big hair, with, it's full on ABBA up there. It's going to be, And you know, the great thing is I've even got my band, who are very, very young, because that's how I like it. As I'm getting older, I like, you know, the average band age is about 22, I think. They're in sequin shirts and white shorts and knee-high socks. And it's something for everyone.
It's a sight to see.
It is a sight to see. It's, you know, it's a guaranteed feel-good night.
It all happens at the Capitol Theatre the 26th of August. Tickets are on sale now. Rhonda Birchmore, thank you very much for coming in. We will hopefully talk closer to the concert.
Absolute. Oh, look, it's been worth the long drive here. And yeah, as I said, it's if I can just say too, it's kid friendly. And so, you know, all ages, it's guaranteed a hilarious night out.
And we'll have all the details on our website, goldcentralvictoria.com.au. Rhonda Birchmore, thank you very much for coming in. Nice to meet you.
Yay, thank you.